Oh, bitch, you ain't shit.
Hey, y'all. I'm Queen Chicken here.
And I'm Breezy the Gent.
Are we going to do this?
I was waiting for you to go because then I was going to go and then we was going to be
But I feel like, I don't think we were because I feel like you was going to be a little hesitant like you always do.
I think that we were going to be on time.
Let's I go, don't come think on, we were. Go.
All right. Never mind. Fuck it.
I'm about to say, it's already too late. We already here. They done already heard the shit.
Listen, we the You Ain't Shit podcast. Thank you for tuning in. It is March. The end of March, baby.
March fucking madness, child.
As we enter Aries season, things are getting crazy.
Yes. This will never happen in Gemini season. Just to let
never,
y'all know.
Like, tell them, sis. Tell them
okay.
Again.
We would never. Watch.
We over here.
Watch, by the time June come, y'all gonna be like...
We gonna be lit every day. Every day we lit.
Okay.
Every
day y'all gonna be like, oh, this is so peaceful.
The fuck?
And what? Woo!
Mm-mm. I can't wait.
Yes, happy.
I already put out a whole week of vacation, and I don't even have nowhere to go. I just know
and
I'm not about to be at work.
Crazy. I had my when we first bid for our vacation week in the beginning, I had my birthday week off, and then I took it back. But now I'm just like, I think I want to put it back in. I haven't decided yet because if I put my birthday week back in, then I have no more vacation days left because I booked. Already set up a vacation for November, so I'm just like, you know, I'm trying to. I did take my birthday off though, so that was the only good thing. I took my birthday off, so I can still have a nice, fun weekend.
Yeah. Is your birthday on a Friday?
It's on a Monday.
Oh,
this year.
Okay. Well, I mean, still the weekend. That's cool.
Right. That's why I said like I'm gonna take my birthday off, so at least if I'm having fun on the weekend, I can chill on my birthday.
My birthday.
And then
on
hop
Friday.
Back to it. See, that's lit. I love when birthdays are like from Thursday to Sunday. Be chilling.
I mean, I don't know what I'm excited about. I guess I'm just excited because it's a good day to have on a for a birthday.
It
I don't
is.
Really do nothing.
Oh my god, it is. It's just knowing it. You know, I don't know. Birthday and then the weekend comes and you off on weekends, so it's just amazing.
Right. We'll see. Maybe my luck will change. But I normally don't really do that much for my birthday. I haven't really done anything. I never went away. Never had a party, never really did anything, but got some birthday texts, so.
Hey, listen, you might want to change that, especially, like, after the year, the 2020 we had, and
I'm
the beginning of this.
I'm ready to
the beginning of this year, yeah.
I want to tell the listeners now, I lied to y'all.
Yes, she did, y'all. I don't even think she made a week after we recorded the last episode, y'all.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. I think it was a couple days after.
Mm-mm.
She hopped in my text messages and was just like, so I scheduled my COVID vaccine.
I reneged so quick.
I was like, I'm disgusted.
So
I cannot believe her.
At this point in time, I'm basically fully vaccinated. They say you got to wait 2 weeks after the second dose. I got my second dose last week. So I am laying low for another week just to actually, you know, not let it go to waste. And then I'm out here fully vaccinated by April 8th.
Hollering. So that's funny. My mom just scheduled hers too. So I'm still undecided about mine, but because I did, I'm planning a trip to Jamaica in November. I did make an appointment for mine because I was looking at.
Wait. Can we decide
if I'm a go though?
Okay, I'm going to say, because I needed a moment of like breathing room to hear you say that again. Because you said it real fast, and then you was like, yeah, cut Jamaica. No, bitch, what'd you
because
just say?
Because this is the thing. So here's, because I also have a trip to San Diego in May.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, well, shit, if I get it for Jamaica, I might as well get it for California, right?
Right.
But I'm still undecided at this point. I think it's scheduled for April 8th. Okay. But I was looking at the travel restrictions and like the, for Jamaica, and I was just like, right now it's saying like, of course you got to get tested 3 days before, and then you go, and then you have to get tested before you go back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
yeah, I mean, vaccine or not, they're still going to be doing that.
Yeah,
I feel like until most people get vaccinated,
I think it's going to change by the time the summertime rolls around when the vaccinations are on, I think it's going to change where they're going to say something about vaccinations. Either you're going to need them, or if you have them, then, you know. So I'm just like, I don't like the COVID test. I've never had to take the test that everyone else has to take, but I want to take that test. So I'm just I've never had to take that test. I've always done the spit. I've always done the spit with my blood. So I'm just I don't know. So yeah, I'm still undecided, but if I go, I'm gonna go. My mom went to do hers, her first shot. My brother went to do his first one. So I'll see.
Which one they getting?
That I do not know.
Okay.
That I do not know.
I got the Pfizer vaccine. For people who are curious and are thinking about the vaccine out loud or to yourself, I got the Pfizer vaccine. My first dose was pretty easy, actually really easy. My arm hurt in the injection shot for the first day. And then the day after, a little bit. That was it. After that, I didn't have no other symptoms, no nothing, no side effects. I was cool. And then after the second shot, I was drowsy that same day. I was pretty fatigued. Mm-hmm. The day after wasn't as bad. And then that was it. I was good. Everybody's not going to react the same. Maybe I just got a strong-ass immune system already. But it didn't affect me that as badly as the stories you hear. Like, it really wasn't nothing. I feel fine.
And that's, I might say, I've only ever heard of those reactions so far, those side effects. So, we'll see. I didn't ask my mom if her arm hurt or whatever, but.
I'm also not trying to talk somebody into it. If you want to get it, that's what happened to me. If you don't want to get it, just take your precautions and live your life.
And that's the thing. I'm like,
but I got it. Fuck it.
Yeah. And I like with me, like, I'm still iffy. I'm just like, and then, of course, my close group of friends, my best friends, they, like, most of, 3 out of 4 of us was not getting it. And now 2 out of 4 of us are getting it. But then the one that was already going to get it, she's still undecided. I'm just like, well, if I die, I die, y'all. If I turn into a zombie, I turn into a zombie. At least I know I'm going to live forever.
And that was the turning, not the only turning point, because I had a bunch of factors going into it. Like, a lot of my family members got it. And I got some inside scoop and I felt comfortable about it. But besides that, I thought about it in myself, like, a lot of our first responders and military people and motherfucking doctors have the COVID shot. So if they killing me, they killing all of us. I felt okay because I feel like they're not about to take all their doctors out and they, I can't say nothing about the Army because they already signed their life away to begin with. But I don't know if they're going to take all the doctors out.
Right.
So I felt a little comfortable about that.
I'm cracking up. But also, I'm just like, what was I about this? I'm also not going to tell my job, though, because y'all not going to make me go into the office if I got my COVID shot.
Ciao. I'm going to still say I'm not comfortable. Listen, you can still get COVID with the vaccine. So, like, if y'all trying to go to office, I'm still not comfortable, vaccinated or not. I don't want to be around anybody in the office because everybody not vaccinated.
Right. As far as my job's concerned, I'm not getting the COVID vaccine, never had it, and y'all can keep me at home.
And with my job, they know because they give you paid time off to do it. So I was out here getting paid to do it.
Nope. I will kindly use my own vacation time. Don't need to take it.
Okay. Just let me get this day off right now.
I'm not even going to take a whole day. I'm going to take a half day, work my 4 hours afterwards. But you know, I'm not telling y'all. Y'all need to mind y'all business. Shoot.
Let's do a little foreplay.
But anyway, happy Women's History Month.
Woo!
It was a lot going on for us women, especially in music.
So many things going on, good and bad and indifferent.
Indifferent, definitely.
Shout out to Beyonce. Because I love her so much. That's all. That was it. That was all. No, I'm just playing. shout out to Beyonce for being the most awarded Grammy artist in Grammy history at this point, at this time. And then also the down. I don't know if you heard about this, but Beyonce got robbed recently, like over the weekend, I want to say, for over $1 million worth of merchandise.
And you know what's crazy?
I saw somebody tweet that, but I didn't see anything else about it.
Because the Beehive trying
so crazy.
The Beehive trying to hush it up. We don't need no bad news going around about Beyonce.
That is so crazy. I saw somebody tweet that, and I'm like, what? But I didn't see nobody else say anything else about it, so I just ain't thinking nothing of it.
I don't have too many details, but all I know is they broke into a storage facility of Beyonce's and stole over $1 million worth of items.
Wow. Now, how did they know?
Right.
Who right. is living foul? Who is in her...
Her storage facility. Over $1 million. Well, I mean, I feel like over $1 million of stuff could be easily found in a storage facility by... From anybody less like Beyonce or has money like that. I feel like that's easy. That's not a big deal. But damn, like, you, how did they, like you saying, like, how the fuck did they know where to go, what to look for? Somebody getting fired.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody getting fired.
Somebody getting the fuck fired.
And good. That's exactly what they get. That is so crazy.
There's always insurance, so there's it. Shout out to that.
Yeah, but still, it's not the same thing.
Right, no, not at all. Not at all.
It's not the same thing. Like, she clearly had that stuff in storage for a reason. A lot of it probably was sentimental values and all that. Like, that's just corny. And at the same time, it's your stuff. Like, it don't even matter what it is. It's your stuff. Somebody's getting fired big time.
For sure. That's not even a question. A couple of somebody's probably going to get fired for this shit. Mm-hmm.
I feel sorry for them. But speaking of the Grammys, did you actually watch the Grammys?
I did not get a chance to watch the Grammys.
Good, neither did I.
Did I catch anything? I feel like I watched a performance or two.
See, I didn't even see that.
As far as I went.
I didn't even see that.
Watch all the performances I wanted to. I still didn't get to see Megan Cardi's performance, which is really what I really wanted to see.
I think they took it down now because they had 80 complaints, and I'm just 80?
Not 80 out of a billion people.
80?
Let me not get started.
I'm like, goodness. I'm like, they were not happy. The Karens were not happy at all. So there's that.
Well, that's corny. I'll find it another way.
Yeah. Sucks for them, but shout out to Meg, though. She won, what, 3 or 4?
What I watched. Beyonce moments. And so I saw the Meg and Beyonce.
You know what?
You brought it back in my memory. I'm like, why did I watch the Grammys?
I'm cracking.
That's why.
Yeah. I kept hearing that Megan was so shocked because Beyonce was there. She really wasn't even paying no mind to the day of the fact.
Child,
she had a Grammy.
She didn't even know that Beyonce was going to be there, and then when she got on stage, all she thanked was Beyonce.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
It was.
That is so cute. And I know Beyonce is probably like, girl, this is your time. Right,
your moment. That's why she was standing back, like, letting her talk. This is for you. Thank you. I appreciate it. And you know, I'm going to be gracious and smile under this mask, but ciao. Thank yourself.
Oh yeah, shout out to Queen Blue.
Oh yeah. She got her first Grammy.
Shout out to Baby Win. Sis. Yes.
Out here doing it bigger than I've ever done in my life.
I'm like my little boo is out here killing it, game, winning it all.
Already.
Okay? She told y'all she ain't never seen a ceiling in her whole life and she will never.
She won't. I mean, she won't.
She won't need to. Okay.
What the hell does she need to see a ceiling for? Like, look at her parents.
Listen, these celebrity kids are something else. I can't. I love it, though. Love it. Ugh. But yeah, I think, I don't know. I did hear that the Grammys were giving everything to the blacks, so there's that.
And is it crazy to be like, still side-eyeing when award shows do that in general? Because wasn't it just another award show recently they gave it all to?
Yes, because
it was like, was it the Emmys?
I don't know.
Tony
probably was.
or the Oscars? Was the Oscars it was thing? One of them. It was one of those that's in the ego that's not the Grammys. Mm-hmm. It was definitely one of those, and I feel like it was the Tonys, but either way, I watched some of that, and it was like a bunch of black movies winning, and I'm just like, I don't know. I'm happy for them. I'm excited for them because they won, but I'm side-eyeing like the fucking people above that made the decision. Like, what y'all doing this
for? And that's the thing, because I'm like, I'm never gonna, you know, knock down the winners, the nominees. I'm never gonna do that.
Right.
But there have been years where artists have willingly, deliberately been nominated for categories that they should have won by landslide, and y'all purposely did not. Like,
right?
No.
That's why it's a side eye, because it's like now all of a sudden y'all recognizing black art. Okay.
Right.
I haven't been here in front of y'all faces, but I'm gonna mind my business and take these wins. Fuck it.
Like, I'm still upset about the whole Moonlight debacle at the Oscars, but we ain't gonna talk about that. Y'all try to get at white movie of. I will never forget that night. I was pissed, but then I was happy, and then I was mad. It was just so many emotions going through my mind that night when they messed up.
Still feel like Beyonce was robbed for Lemonade, but that's a whole other story. I'm gonna stop talking about Beyonce now.
No, and that was another thing I was talking about. But I love Adele.
Though
Adele even said it herself, but you know, it's okay. If anybody else was going to have to win, it was going to be Adele. So, rightfully so.
I'm not mad at Adele. Not at all. I'm not going to say that, but I'm right. Or we do know that.
It was okay.
Mm-hmm. It happened last year.
Okay, cool. So that was.
That's the only thing they did know. Yeah.
I didn't look into it because I'm like, celebrities. But
there are plenty of moments like that we don't even see. So
exactly, and I'm like, this is the same thing that, you know, Ray Ray and I'll be doing every other day. So, but my whole thing was, I think my biggest thing, because I'm like, I've been there. My man mad at me. He want to leave. I'm not gonna let you leave. And I'm like, we all have been there, but at the end of the day, let that man leave, because then he's mad. And that kind of goes into this conversation I was having, that we had last month. We were talking, and we said, if somebody is mad, let them have their space.
Right.
And then y'all can talk it out at a later time once you give them time to cool down. And no, I'm not saying that's an excuse for him to put his hands on her, but you're not making the situation work. I mean, better at the same time. So they're both at fault for this situation. And that's just how I look at it.
I'm not sure if I've formed an opinion yet. Just watched it several times. Could be a couple different stories. It's a couple different scenarios I came up with. So I don't have a complete opinion about it at all. I don't know. I just don't know. I have too many different possibilities and other stories that I was reading of people alleging what it may have been.
See, that's the thing. I didn't get too deep into that because I will wait until the story comes out. But at the same time, I'm not too vested. I don't care. Gotcha. It is what it is. It's like,
right. Shit happens.
I don't get too into celebrities. So it's just like, okay. If something else is going to happen, and then we're all going to forget about it.
Right.
So I'm just like, I'm going based off of what I saw and then what I saw people tweeting. And I'm just like, I think everybody's making too big of a deal of a situation and trying to blame one person when instead of blaming both parties at the same time. Because it's not always just one person. Yes, he should not have put his hands on her, but she should have let that man go about his business. She knew he was mad. Leave people alone when they're mad. And then there will be no extra consequences or no results of what you do to egg on a person that's already mad.
Right.
And what you expect the man to do to get you out his way? He wants to leave. So it was just a whole thing. But yeah. That was all I wanted to say on that whole situation.
from just one of my theories, from my point of view, it looked like she was trying to make him leave.
No. That's not.
It was already the elevator open. They arguing. She's on her way back up, getting the bags was in the elevator, and she was taking them out to throw them at him, to throw him his bags, not take them. But then instead of, he didn't want her to throw the bag because allegedly the orange bag was an Xbox in there or like some type of game.
Yeah, system. I'm about to say that's a Call of Duty box. Right. That ain't her.
So, right. She was about to throw that shit, and so he stopped her from throwing it, and now they tussling over the bag because he don't want his fucking game to be fucked up. That's what I saw.
And that was the thing. We don't
that's know just one exactly theory.
Which direction the elevator was going.
Right. Not at all. Not at all. I'm still not sure.
So from what from my point of view, it was, from my point of view, he was trying to leave. She wasn't letting him leave. That's how I viewed it. But given we don't know the direction of the elevator.
Right.
And we don't know what the hell they damn hallways and stuff look like. It's just messy.
Two things confirmed. It was last year and it was in Saweetie's apartment.
Okay. So that's all we know.
Yep.
That is all we know. But you know, that's just like TMZ, want to be messy, put something out there to make this
let
whole
everybody speculate.
Thing go crazy. Yes.
Right.
Just so they can say they did it.
Yeah. I will say I'm not like out here like cancel Quavo. I don't feel that way. Like mm-hmm. he didn't haul off on her or nothing. Like it looked like he was literally just struggling to get his bag because she was about to break that shit.
Right. And child, listen. Them things that come on, I don't care how much money you got.
Right.
Them things they cheap and ain't nobody trying to buy multiple.
Right.
Especially because it ain't hard. They are not easy to come by these days. But also, I want people to stop thinking women are supposed to be on women's side. That's no.
I'm, you know, still supporting Saweetie through the breakup, and I'm playing all her music all day, every day. But
I was
I'm
never
not, like mad at Quavo anyway.
I was never a big fan of hers, but I'm gonna be the person on the side of right. And come on, women, we gotta remember we're not always right. As much as I want to say that I am, I'm not. So, and that includes my actions and what I decide to do. So,
speaking of women who aren't always right, I just want to give the listeners an update on the Soho Karen, the bitch that attacked the teenager and her and his dad.
I forgot about what happened.
Nothing happened, but just an update on it. She's getting sued by the dad and the son.
Good.
So it's about to go down. Somebody about to pay at least.
Child, is it a civil suit? They doing civil?
Yeah.
Good.
Reparations.
Get that money, honey.
Okay.
Woo! All right.
I know she's salty.
But yeah, I just want everybody to live their best life and go about everything amicably through this breakup because
right.
It ain't no fun. So, okay, so I know one thing I want to wait for last because that was literally something that just happened. We're gonna leave Lil Nas X for last.
Okay, he was also on the list. I was going to say we're ready for that.
No, I want to leave him for last. Only because that's a lot. It's the most recent. It's also the most recent.
It is. So I will mention briefly then, Sesame Street is talking about... Did you see that already?
What?
Sesame Street is talking about introducing two black, like, I guess obviously black characters to start to tell the difference between races and start to enter in that conversation into Sesame Street. I brought it up because I thought it was interesting that they're bringing two black characters. So does that mean that all of them motherfucking Muppets are white already? And we just supposed to assume
no.
It's going to be these two black ones? Well, we know, you know, like Rosa, like, we know she good.
No, not all of them. Elmo's red. Zoe is orange. Cookie Monster is blue. Cookie Monster is blue.
Okay. So
the Grouch is green.
About it.
The Count is a vampire.
Okay. So what are they about to do about these black characters? Like, do they have white
They already have black characters. They're just adding more.
Okay.
We already have black Muppets.
Who? And on Sesame Street?
I believe so. They have a little kid one, I think. Oh no, I think that Muppet. That
might be
white.
The actual Muppets.
No, I think that Muppet was white. I think that Muppet is white. I can't remember. But last time I remember watching, I know I saw at least one. But who knows, child?
I mean,
I don't got
I will
kids.
Still still side-eyeing just because everybody wanted to do all this black shit, but I do love Sesame Street, and I feel like they've always been trying to be inclusive since inclusive been a thing, and before it
they are, and yeah. I hate that they get so much backlash, and I'm like, we've never, no, I can't say that we've always had these issues, but they weren't able to actually do them.
Right.
Because the networks always felt like it was too pushy,
too racy.
Limits. You can't do this, you can't do that, we're gonna lose viewers. No. Now that nobody gives a shit and they're on HBO, they can do whatever the hell they wanna do.
Right.
And it ain't gonna stop your kids from wanting to watch it.
At all. And it's not gonna stop you from letting them when you don't feel like fucking, you know what, let me mind my business.
I'm
not
can't.
Gonna come for nobody parenting. Because I'm not a parent and I don't know nothing about it. But, I'm not gonna say nothing about it, but
right.
I literally don't know nothing about it because
I don't know nothing about it and I don't care to know nothing about it.
Right,
so
right.
There's that.
Right.
But yeah, shout out to Sesame Street. Y'all have always been on the right path and I support you guys 100%. There's that. Okay.
Did you have anything else besides?
Oh, I haven't. All
right, cool.
Okay, so before we get to some more facts. So before we come to, I do want to just briefly say, America, how dare you? How do we go a whole year in a pandemic in a quote unquote lockdown, and then we get 2-3 months into 2021, we start getting vaccines for y'all to start leaving out. For y'all to start leaving out the house and shooting up grocery stores.
Yo, I did have that on the list. And we got Virginia Beach and Colorado. Those are two I wrote down, but I feel like, was there anything else besides those two?
No, not the ones. Those are the only two that made national news.
Okay.
But Colorado grocery store shooting was terrible.
Yo, yeah.
The Virginia Beach, that was the one that happened in the massage, the spas.
Mm-hmm.
That was heartbreaking. And it made it even worse, which I can't even be surprised that the guy who did the Virginia Beach one stated he targeted those places because they reminded him of temptation and he didn't want to be tempted. And I'm just like,
what?
One, he said they weren't targeted because of their race. And I'm just like, so why didn't you shoot up white ones then?
Right.
Why did you shoot up a hand of stone? Like, what?
Why did you shoot up anything?
Why did you target, like, what the right, fuck? But why did you target these? And why were the only victims Asian? I don't get that.
So was it some type of Asian temptation that you're trying to fight? Because now it's still racial.
Exactly. And that was my problem. I'm just like, so what is it then? But then the grocery store one was fucked up on so many levels. I just want to say, if us having a pandemic is what will stop these mass shootings, please put us back on lockdown. Because
people gonna listen.
That is right, but no, we need to be like India and our cops need to start whooping our behinds if we leave the house. Because if that is what it's gonna take for the mass shootings to stop in Philadelphia alone, but let alone the other mass shootings to stop in the country, then I'm for it. Because this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. And I'm over it. I'm over this country. And the crazy thing is, I was reading about the one in Colorado, the grocery store shooting. Mm-hmm. They had just denied or shot down a law about for gun regulation, and that should happen. In Boulder, Colorado. I'm like, are you serious? Like, when is this going to click in y'all heads? Right.
It's not. People, I was just watching something that said so this is a quote, but people in this country love their guns more than they love people they don't know.
That is true. I can't even deny, like, that is so, yeah, I'm over it. That's all I had to say on that. We need to do better. Y'all need to do better. So I have, besides the little Nas X, I have two more things on my list. Do you have anything else besides little Nas X on your list?
Nothing that I'm, like, versed enough to talk about. Nah, I'm good.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So I may have been the only one that found this hilarious and don't see the real problem with it, but, you know, I grew up in a household where I didn't have any, I guess you could say, verbal abuse and all that, so I don't know. I see things in a different light. The Kirk Franklin and his son incident.
No, I missed that moment. Not you. I heard you. I mean, I missed the Kirk Franklin moment. I actually did not see it.
Are you serious?
Very serious.
Wow. Okay.
I saw people doing parodies about it, and I didn't look into it. I honestly wasn't that interested.
Because, so tell me about it. So, now, I'm no church goer. I'm not even a huge gospel fan. But I have known that over the years, Kirk Franklin and his son have not been on, they've never been on great terms. And that's, you know, that's normal family dynamics, especially with a celebrity dad. So, him and his son must have been on their phone. I don't know, they were on, I can't remember if, they said they were already on a call with a mediator or a therapist, but somehow the person dropped off, and then it was just them two, Kirk and his son, talking. Mm-hmm. His son decides to record the conversation, but of course the son, he didn't post the whole conversation, where you can tell that the son, something happened for Kirk to react the way he did, and then the son of course was just keep on egging it on. So like in the video, it's just Kirk really cursing his son out, saying, I'm gonna put my, his son said something smart to him, and Kirk's like, I wish you the fuck would. I would put my foot so far up your ass. And I'm sorry.
This sounds like a black parent to me.
I hollered, okay? Because one, I'm picturing Kirk Franklin's little ass trying to put his foot up somebody's ass. Like, I can't imagine Kirk Franklin. But one, okay, so the biggest thing was that Twitter, of course, and social media as a whole were just like, oh, this is abuse, and da-da-da-da-da. Mm. And I'm like, okay, you know, I agree with you guys. If his son wasn't 33 years old.
Oh.
And that's where I draw the line. If his son was still a minor, okay, maybe you should find better ways to talk to your son and you know, discuss your feelings. But he is a grown-ass man. So if you want to pop off to me like a grown-ass man, I'm going to pop off to you like a grown-ass man. Hmm. But also, just like with the Saweetie and Quavo, we're speculating from one side, one part of a conversation. We did not hear the whole conversation. So why are you all trying to side with the son? This is exactly what he wants. He knows, one, his dad is one of the biggest gospel producers and song makers in history.
Right.
So he knows this is going to, you know, cause an uproar, which it did, but
viral.
But it did not cause an uproar in the Suns' favor for the majority of it. Kirk didn't lose no fans. Most people were just like, were saying the same thing I say. He's a grown man. So, I mean, but also it was just like, and then the next day, I believe Kirk apologized, which I was not. I was like, he should not have apologized.
Maybe that was something his publicist told him to do.
More than likely. And again, all publicists are not right.
Right.
Like, you don't have to apologize. You did nothing wrong. You were having a private conversation with your child, and they decided to publicly post it. You don't apologize. Your fucking child needs to apologize to not only you, but to the rest of the family for putting y'all in that predicament. Because not only, like, the whole family, they're still in therapy. So, of course, y'all already have been taking the steps or whatever. And yeah, it's not perfect, but y'all been taking the steps to repair your relationship. Now, why would you go and do that? To prove what? To prove a point?
To prove that they wasn't really taking the steps in somebody's point of view.
I'm just like, so that, of course, and then, you know, think pieces came out about abuse and childhood abuse and what people had to go through and how traumatizing that is. And I'm just like, really? I'm like,
I mean, there is some, not some, there's definitely truth to that conversation. But for it to stem off of him saying that, and actually I can't even be mad at that, for him saying something like that. Like, the first thing I thought was like, that's like a black parent, but that's not like I shouldn't have generalized like that, because not all parents are even like that anymore.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, so in his apology, he did state he felt extremely disrespected in the conversation. So I don't care who you are, I'm not gonna let you disrespect me. But at the same time, that's still your father. Just like he's still your son, like everybody wanted to say that's still your son, he's still his father.
Right.
You gotta get respect. You gotta give respect to get it. So if you're not gonna respect me, I'm not gonna respect you. It goes both ways. And that's just how I look at it. I'm like, his son is too grown to not know the consequences when you speak to someone a certain way. And like I said, we only heard a small snip. I think the video was like 30, 40 seconds at most. We ain't hear nothing. All we heard was Kirk cursing him out. And that was it. And then the son was egging him on. But I was just like, woo! Another reason why I can't have kids, because baby, they grow up to be assholes like that.
So you gotta get some more, because I was about to generalize again and say get some inner peace, because you can still have inner peace and have that too. But I don't know, people handle disrespect differently.
They do, but
And men in particular, I would also say
I don't know why some people were like so shocked. I'm like, y'all gotta remember, Kirk Franklin is a man.
Right. Period. He's human.
He is a man and he is human.
It's like, okay.
I'm like, no, I don't care what genre of music he creates. That ain't changing the type of person. That ain't changing the fact that he is human and he's going to react to certain things the same way most people react to it. It's not too many cool, calm, and collective days you want to get from somebody before they snap.
Right.
But yeah, I just thought it was so funny. And, whew, I don't know, because all I saw was flies when I heard Kirk.
Oh my gosh.
And it was funny because even Plies had tweeted, he was like, no, nah, man, that wasn't Kirk, that was me, y'all.
Shut up.
I love when celebrities play into the goofy stuff. Mm-mm. All right, so one more. So do you know the relationship guru?
Nope.
You never heard of Derek Jackson?
He's on the list just because it was buzzing, but I've never heard of him before this. No.
Girl. Okay. So, of course, again, on Twitter, I always come across his videos. And at one point, they were saying Derrick Jackson and Kevin Samuels need to go head-to-head in the verses. Because that's just literally how much of a simp that they both are. So, of course, Derrick Jackson, the relationship guru, is known for making videos about relationships and what women should do and what men should do and how to, you know, please your partner and be XYZ to make the relationship the best that it can be. Like, and of course, him and his wife became, you know, the picture perfect for his whole brand. Well, so much for Black Men Don't Cheat.
Yeah, remember that?
They still run with that.
I know they do. They got a whole club, and it's real.
So, one of the mistresses put everything out on blast. So, baby boy, not only was he cheating, he was cashing these women out.
What?
He was spending money, cash apps, telling them to bring he told one girl to bring your friends. I got somewhere for y'all to stay. She said they were staying at his house. I'm like, well, where the hell is the wife? And allegedly, when him and his wife did the video together, we gonna get at that too. This was old and it was old. She knew about it years ago and they've since made up for it and done counseling and all that. Cool. And then one woman decides, another woman, a separate woman from the one that was dishing out that he was cashing her out.
Mm-hmm.
She came out and started nitpicking at the videos, some of the videos that he was posting, and videos that were posted literally months ago, like 2 months ago. So in the videos that she was talking about, she said you can see her balcony and her front door in his videos.
Oh.
All his videos, he's sitting in his car. She was like, those two videos that he posted, it was like one in January, one in February. She was like, he was just leaving my house. And when I say I hollered, I was like, oh, the tea just keeps coming out.
Niggas.
So,
I get it. Like, and I don't mean niggas and just men, just like in general.
Yes. So in the statement video that him and his wife decided to do.
I did see that.
This video got on my nerves. Oh, her, what did she call it? She called it a psalm of salvation, a head of salvation, or something, a helmet of salvation.
Ma'am. Sit down. Sit down right now.
So, Mrs. Jackson and her helmet of salvation was sitting there like she was a hostage. And it was making me very uncomfortable. On top of him holding her hand so tight as if she was about to run away.
Yo. She couldn't. She couldn't.
And I wasn't feeling it.
Not with that death grip.
But to make matters worse, Mr. Jackson decided to do a reaction video on the statement video.
Oh my gosh.
Did you see that?
No.
And this is what we know. This is when we all knew that this man is he's a joke. Because not only did he do a reaction video, he spoke in third person.
All right, buddy. Who the fuck do you think you are?
And it bothered the hell out of me. And then he was also in the comments laughing at the jokes about his wife. And I'm just like,
You're not lighthearted about this. It's not funny at all.
And I'm like, huh? Like, okay. So then, Danaya, that's her name. That's his wife's name.
Mm-hmm.
She decides to go live for what? We don't know. She went live solo, looking like an extra on a Survivor video. Child.
Oh my gosh. It was just
with this helmet of salvation again on her head.
Listen.
again, explaining to us, but it wasn't even an explanation because nobody knew what she was talking about in the video. But she started talking about other things, like, she was talking about something like God, and so I was just like, this don't even make sense. It was just stupid. And I just, at this point, I'm like, I just want them to leave us alone.
Yeah, just keep y'all private business private, please, because at this point, y'all gonna stay together and he gonna stay cheating, as far as I'm concerned. Yes. Like, that's it, that's all.
Like, you ain't got a lot of us, and this is what I'm saying, like, this is what I be telling people, just like Kevin Samuels, I think he's hilarious, but y'all gotta stop taking these people and their words and their opinions on you and stop thinking they actually mean something, because...
Stop thinking they practice what they preach. Because everybody yes. don't do that.
Because, just like with Kevin Samuels, that man has been married 3 times, has no relationship with none of his kids, but he wanted to tell you how to go about your life. Please. No. Mm-mm. Just use it as entertainment and keep it pushing. Yes, some of the things that Derrick Jackson may have said in the past, you know, it makes sense. And yeah, it can apply to your relationship sometimes. But it's the same thing you see people tweet all the time. It's the same quote you see people put in books. This ain't nothing new. These ain't his original gems.
Not no hidden gems.
At all. Like,
you know. I'm glad to know I wasn't missing nothing, because I wasn't about to look. Don't care about any of his prior videos. This shit only came across my radar just because of how, you know, viral it went with this video, this apology video, with him holding her hand in that bonnet.
See, and I'm nosy. Every time I see a bunch of people on my timeline, because I don't just follow people from Philly on Twitter, mm-hmm. I follow people from all over the country, and I'm just like, anytime I see multiple people from different parts talking about something, I'm like, all right, let me go see what this is about. And then I saw that, and I'm like, I didn't know who he was, but I knew. I was like, I've seen one of his videos on Twitter before. Can they were counting him? And then I went, and then I posted it in one of my Instagram stories, and a bunch of people were just like, yo, I followed him. Like, oh. Well, then they started filling me in on stuff, and I was like, oh, baby. But it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, here, slinging dick.
Unapologetically, okay? But yeah, child, and that's been the last 2 weeks in March. And then, okay, so let's get into Little Nas X, because I love it. I'm going to say it, I love it.
So if you haven't seen or don't know Little Nas X, just dropped a single and a music video, Call Me By Your Name. The concept behind the actual song is about some download guy that he was messing with last year.
Mm-hmm, okay.
If you listen to the lyrics, it's about a down low nigga. It's just like, okay, call me when you want me, because you obviously don't want to be gay with me.
Right.
That being said, the video was left. But not like... it was conceptual. Like, it went with itself, but...
Mm-hmm. I just wasn't expecting this concept.
I think it's interesting. I don't know if I have a fully formed opinion on this either, because there's so much shit going on left and right. Like, people are debating about this so hard. It's crazy.
Oh my God. And that's
if I hear about God and Christians one more time, like...
You know what's funny? I called this, I said Little Nas X and the Holy and versus the Holy and Sanctified Child. So that's really what it is.
I love my Lord, but I don't know. Like, I'm not about to be, like, Bible-beating nobody about anything. Like, isn't that the whole point? Like, that you're not supposed to be doing that? But, you know, you ain't hear that from me.
So, the Bible. Exactly. And my thing is, they only have a problem with it because he's gay. He's black and gay. That's my
thing. There's been plenty of this depictions of the devil in music videos.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't remember this much of an uproar, but it's also going bigger because he knows how to troll, because he trolls well.
Oh yeah,
he's of the generation. He's of the internet generation. Like, yeah, we learn the internet, but Generation Z is literally, this is what they do. This is all they know.
Right.
Like, he's, you know, he's a He's a part of that, and he knows how to troll people well, and I think it's funny. I love it.
I think it's really interesting. I do agree with his opinion. Like, the thing is, the argument against it is not strong enough for me to be like, yeah, maybe we shouldn't. Because that argument against that is an argument against so many other things. And it's just like, mm-hmm. How about y'all monitor yourselves and your own children? Like, I'm not about to blame every individual parent in every which way, but like, to you continuously use this and y'all kids to suppress artists from wanting to do whatever they want to do, mm-hmm. whether you support it or not, is like, I don't know, I'm tired of the same thing. And that was somebody said it in the comments somewhere, but they did the same thing with Michael Jackson and Thriller because they were zombies and shit. People yeah. wasn't fucking with that. That was controversial then. So this now is just like, all right, y'all using the same conversation because kids love him. And that is y'all kids' choice to love him and y'all choice to let y'all kids love him. Because if you ask me, Old Town Road wasn't a kid's song either, but that's not my business.
And you know what's funny? Joyner Lucas had made a tweet and said, made a tweet opposing this whole Lil Nas X video. And he was he brought up Old Town Road, and I'm just like, what does that song have to do with this song?
I'm like, that's what everybody keep bringing up, because he catered to kids, or I guess because people are allegedly saying that he pandered to kids, but I still don't even see that he did that. Right? I don't
think he did that. Y'all let y'all kids hear the song, and then they fell in love with it. Everybody loved the song. Everybody liked the song when it came out.
Period.
But kids is what made y'all would put the song on and have y'all kids shut the fuck up or to sit down. That's what y'all was doing. So y'all made y'all kids love this song.
Right. Meanwhile, he's saying, lean all in my bladder. Okay, so you're drinking lean and cheating on your baby. You can go and ask her. But y'all, it's your kid's favorite song.
I'm just like, what? I'm like, this is what we were saying on episode one with WAP. These celebrities don't make this music to in hopes be role models for your kids.
Right. Not at any point.
At all. Nobody, they don't want to become celebrities and famous to become role models. That's never, most of these people, that's never what they want to do.
They don't agree. Y'all put them on this pedestal. They going through, and that's it.
Right.
Y'all put them on this pedestal. Creatively.
Like, my problem is, why don't y'all monitor what your kids do? Stop putting them in front of screens and monitors and letting them go about their day because they're not bothering you no more. Monitor what they're doing.
And a lot of people's excuses, you know, you can't monitor everything. And
yes, you can. It's called parental controls. If y'all don't want them listening to it or seeing it, put a lock on the computer, put a lock on the iPad, put a lock on the computer, put a lock on the TV. Then there's that.
Give them designated times and designated areas to do these activities, so where you see what's going on and know what's going on or whatever it is. I don't know. Again, I don't know. I'm not a fucking parent, but those are the arguments I've heard on both sides, or at least on the one side, is that, you know, you can't always monitor what kids are doing.
Y'all who have kids now have a problem with this, because these are all of most of the millennials, because remember, millennials are in their 40s as well.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are the same, like, when the internet was coming up, they were telling your parents to make sure they monitor you. So why are you not still taking that same advice? It's still the same thing.
Listen, I remember.
We had to be monitored, so these kids got to be monitored too.
I remember being monitored distinctively. I mean, I breached through and got caught, but that's a whole nother story for another day. But I was monitored, like, back when AOL was a thing and I had my first email address. I was under parental mm-hmm. controls. I bet you right now, if I tried to fucking log into my old ass AOL, I would have to ask my dad to help me reset my password because it's still under motherfucking parental controls.
I'm cracking up. Oh my God.
That's real shit though. Like, my whole shit was on lock. There was a bunch of stuff that I wasn't even able to see. Like, I guess maybe that was why I got so much into technology, because I was trying to figure out how to see them. Mm-hmm. Finding the back ways and them motherfucking pages where you can go outside of the firewall and still see what you can, whatever. Either way, I was not the greatest.
I'm cracking up. That made me think, like, I was monitored as hell too, because I remember when my mom found out I had a Facebook account. I wasn't, you remember when Facebook used to only be for college kids, or you had to be a certain age to get on Facebook? I used to lie on page a lot. So of course I had a Facebook account and said I was like 16. Girl, I was like 12 or 13.
Girl, bye.
And my mom had a fit. And I was like, I'm sitting there like, what is the big deal? But I mean, yes, because that's what you got to do. If you want to be that cool parent, then, you know, good for you. But
And nowadays, YouTube is so too easy to get down a rabbit hole of the wrong thing. Just yes, with those suggested videos. Even with it being a kid's video, suggested videos can be literally anything. They click and they click and they get to the next thing. And next thing you know, they watching some adult's voiceover of a cartoon saying the weirdest, crudest shit. And you wouldn't even know. You thinking they watching a cartoon, not paying attention to what they clicking on and looking at and actually watching what they're watching instead of seeing, oh, it's a cartoon and moving on. Mm-mm. That's a whole nother thing. But yeah, this Call Me By Your Name controversy, I do not think that Lil Nas X is to blame for... I just don't think he's like to boycott the video and all this extra shit. Like, I don't know if I would agree with all of that. Like, it was his art. The devil was convicted in art all the time. All of a sudden, because somebody giving him a lap dance is like... And it wasn't even a good depiction of the devil, if you ask me, but that's just my opinion. Like, I didn't get that that was a devil.
So, okay.
He looked more like a demon, but...
And my thing is, okay, so we wanna bash Lil Nas X and all that. So are y'all bashing Match.com? Because the devil got matched with 2020. That commercial's on all the time.
Yo, I missed it.
On every damn channel. It was actually really good when I first started seeing it, but now I'm tired of seeing the commercial. Like, it came out towards the end of last year, and it was like, it was the devil, and he was on Match.com, and then he ended up getting matched. He was, at first, the first commercial was like, he was talking, he was like, yeah, she's pretty cool. He was like, we have a date today, da 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 da. And then by the end of the commercial, he got matched with 2020. And then the second commercial, they're a couple dates in, and they're on the couch talking, like doing an interview. And I'm just like, and it's really cute. It's very creative. Match.com really did their thing with this commercial. But I'm like, it's the same thing. I see the commercial all the time. So are y'all stopping? Are y'all like turning the channel? Oh no, there's the devil.
Right. Like, the one thing I will say about this is that I think that being partners with the people that was doing the devil and angel shoes might have been a little bit much unnecessary. Like, I get it was a little bit too gimmicky for me. Like, it got real gimmicky when the shoes came out, and it's just like, oh, you're partnering with these people. And I did, doing the research, it wasn't just, oh, Lil Nas X coming out with these sneaks. The company already buys Nike sneakers and resells them when they collaborate with artists and doing other things. So they already have a heaven shoe or a God shoe that got like holy water in it and the cross on it and shit. And it's all white with the blue at the bottom. And then they came out with the devil shoe. And I guess it just so happened Lil Nas X came out with this video, so they collaborated with him on it. I think that was a little too gimmicky.
So if, all right, I'm gonna play the devil's advocate. Get rid of the God shoe too.
Right. We cool with the God shoe, but we don't want this devil shoe.
Right. Nope. I don't want the God shoe. I think it's too much. Y'all are pushing religion on people.
You're putting holy water in your sneaks, putting a cross all over it.
I don't like it. I'm not religious. I don't want that sneaker. It's giving me bad vibes. I don't want my children being exposed to that. Get rid of it.
And that's an argument. That's an argument for sure.
Like, y'all pick and choose, and that's annoying. Nike. That is highly annoying. And Nike is suing
them. Which is odd, again, because going on your argument, the devil's advocate argument, the God sneakers already been out and sold out. So y'all wasn't going to sue the company when they did God sneakers, but now they doing the devil sneakers, and intertwined with this Lil Nas S conversation, now y'all want to take action and make it known that y'all not with the shits. Get the fuck out of here.
And I'm going to try to keep up with that, because then I want to see how that's going to play out with their actual case, because then that's going, then y'all trying to bring religion into government, into law, and that's not how that goes.
Adidas whatever is all I'm saying.
Period. Period. Come to the winning team.
Please and thank you. Right. I used to be all about Nike back when I was an athlete, and then, you know, I realized later that that's other things.
Yeah. But, no, I see, that's what, child, he's the holy and sanctified, child, I be telling y'all.
Yeah.
I don't agree with y'all.
It's a crazy, crazy argument, but, I mean, people are really out here feeling passionately about that not being something that's viewable to the masses just because their children have access to it.
Limit their access. There we go.
Period. The end.
What's your relationship status?
So, I feel like this has been a great debate since passwords have been passwords. But do you think that your significant other is entitled to your passwords? Any type of passwords. Passwords to social media, passwords to your phone, ATM password, I don't know. Fucking just any password.
Is entitled the right word you want to use?
Entitled is the word I want to use, yes.
Then my answer is no.
All right, then. Why not entitled?
Because nobody's entitled to any of my passwords. It's a password for a reason. If you're entitled to it, why do I have a password on it? Nobody's entitled to my password. Right. This is my personal account. This is for security reasons and purposes. I'm going to put a password on my account.
So is it okay to never exchange that type of information in a long-term relationship?
That is very okay.
I agree.
Again, it goes along with privacy. If I have to, what? Okay. Now, the phone thing, I'm separating the phone from the social media accounts because I have a different take on the phone.
Okay.
But social media accounts, hell no. I'm not sharing nothing with nobody. If you don't trust me enough to know that I'm not talking to nobody in my DMs, I'm not flirting with nobody in my DMs, everything you see on my social media from your page is what you're going to see on my end, then I don't know what to tell you. Don't be with me because I'm not going to keep arguing you down that I'm not doing anything.
Right.
I don't think I have to prove to you, besides what I have already shown you, that I'm not doing anything. Anything further, never mind, I'm leaving. Now, as far as phones, I have, of course, in my past, I've been that person like, let me see your phone. Da 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 da. And that shit, looking back, ugh, gross. It was annoying. And I did it because I already knew. I wanted my assumptions to be confirmed. So now looking at it, like even when I'm in the presence of other people, one, I try not to be in my phone because that's rude. But also, I always tell people that I'm around. If something happens to me, because I think of the worst possible scenarios. Like if I'm out on a date and like I don't know if my asthma starts acting up or if I have a seizure, and lately like my chest has been hurting a lot, so I always tell people that I'm around. If something happens to me, my passcode is this. Just in case you have to call my mother.
Right.
Or just in case you have to call somebody. Like if something happens to me, this is my passcode. And when I first started doing it, people were like, why are you telling me your passcode? I'm not going to wait for it. I'm like, I'm not telling you my passcode for you to go on my phone. Telling you my passcode for emergency reasons. If you need to contact somebody, contact my mother, contact my sister, because they won't know what to do. They won't know. All right. They won't know like my medical stuff and all that. Like contact them and let them know what the fuck is going on with me. But that would be that's the only reason I would ever willingly give somebody my passcode. But I have to really, really, really fuck with you to do that as well.
And then honestly, even with that, you ain't got to give nobody your passcode. There's still paper and pencil. Listen, go in that drawer. If something happens, it's a list of names. Mm-mm. Start dialing.
See, I think, for me, that's too much because I'm not going to... we're not always gonna be at my house, and I'm not a lot of I feel like that's too much. You're not gonna remember that piece of paper, but if my phone, not something, you're gonna know my phone is on me. That's gonna be the first thing you reach for.
Right.
And if you can't do that, I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna also tell you who on social media to contact, because I know one, they're always gonna be by their phone, or they're always gonna look. Like, here's my best friend. Tell her where we're at, or tell her to look at the location and get here now. Right. Like, it's going to be something, but I'm not going to ask you for your passcode. It's evasion of privacy. I'm not going to snoop over your shoulder. Evasion is like an evasion of privacy as well. If you want to know who I'm talking to, I will tell you. If I want to know who you're talking to, I would, yes. You know, I would hope you're telling me, but at the same time, it's none of my business. Like, now, if you're laughing a little too hard in your phone, bro, like, I ain't never hear you laugh like that with me. They ain't the group chat. Who is that? Like, it's like, no.
But that sounded real.
I be cracking up. Nah, but no. Seriously. It's like, no, I just can't see myself doing it in this day and age. I just can't. Listen, it's too
I'm
much
not with it. None of this shit. You can't have nothing. You can't have nothing at all. Zero things. Zero. Don't ask. And I'm not telling. That's all, period. And it's not for anything else but the first reason you said. It's mine. Like, that's all I got. It's my fucking business. So, no, I don't have to. I don't have to, and I won't.
Now, you know what I hated? When people ask you, why? Huh?
Why and the what? Answer is going to be that.
Why what?
If you can't understand my fucking boundaries as a person, then that's on you.
And you don't owe nobody an explanation.
Period.
Like, if they ask you why, because it's mine.
Right. These are my boundaries. The why doesn't matter because it's still not going to change. This is how I feel. Period.
I hate when people make it, oh, you don't want me to see all the niggas you talking to.
Yeah, basically. So get on my face. Like, start agreeing. You going to say some shit like that? All right, yeah.
I mean, if you want your feelings hurt, go ahead.
Like, right.
If you want to know something, ask me. And if you think I'm lying, well, then that's on you.
Yeah, man. I definitely got to that point after my last relationship. Mm-hmm. That it's just like, I'm not about to be struggling for a trust war. Like, I don't know.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Yes.
Like, you never get off the ground.
At all. At the fuck all. And it really, I don't see how people can really, like, say that they're happy like that. How? How can you truly be happy if all you're doing is worrying about
where they at? Who they talking to?
Yeah, who they DMing? At. Who they laughing at in their phone? Shit, half the time I be cacked. Man, if people actually sat and watched me while I work, I be in my phone cackling so hard on Twitter. I know my neighbors be irked with me because I be in there laughing and hooting and howling in between calls, just nah, 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 like just drawling. I be on Twitter. People are funny as hell. But like, oh my goodness. Side note, I've seen the funniest picture. I was on FaceTime with Old Bay, and I saw the funniest picture, and I laughed for a good 10 minutes on FaceTime, and he was like, you laughing like that is funny as hell. I couldn't catch my breath because the picture was so fucking funny. I'm going to send it to you. You probably saw it on my story, Breezy. I'm going to send probably. It to you. But yeah, like, even with that, he never once asked me what's so funny, who you laughing at, who got you laughing like that, da, 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 da. Because he know he's either gonna ask me a question he doesn't want to know the answer to, mm-hmm. or he trusts me enough not to have to ask me. Right. But either way, he didn't ask me because it ain't none of his business. I'm still on the phone with him. I even shared what I laughed at with him, but before I did that, he never questioned it. And I'm like, if you can have a simple, easy exchange like that with your partner or the person you're dealing with, the person you're talking to, the person, your person, then what are y'all really doing? Don't stress yourself out over minimal things like that. So many bigger things that y'all could be arguing about. But that is not one of them. And a lot of people make that a deal breaker, or a lot of people that ends up being a means for them to break up. And I'm just like, so what was this all for?
Right. All this trivial shit for what?
What was this all for? Oh my God, that just made me remember. So even, oh God, everything is with my ex, because me and that really 9 fucking years.
It's a long time.
9 fucking years on and on.
I ain't never had a relationship that long.
It wasn't even a full blown, like, after the first 4 years, it was just here and there. Mm-hmm. But he's always just been in my life until last year. So I remember at one point when we got back together, he tried to give me all his passcodes. And this is 2 years after the fact. He tried to give me all his passcodes and all that. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I don't want that. And this, mind you, this was 2 years after we had broken up. And I was already at that point, I'm not going back to that.
Right.
But he was like, I trust, like, I promise you, I'm not even on that. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, I don't need that. If I really have to go through that again, we don't need to be doing this, right? At all. And I'm like, I don't even want you to feel the need that you have to give me that to prove yourself to me. Just show me by action.
Right.
Show me by changed behavior. And it was perfect. Change behavior was there and all that. And I felt comfortable. And then some other shit happened, and that's why we broke up. But I did notice that, like, he definitely changed. He did show me changed behavior, and I appreciated him for that. So I'm just like, that's all it really takes. If you are known for having, like, if you are known for even having, like, a cheating background, and then you and your significant other get back together, then okay, just show by change behavior. But don't have that person making you feel like you have to provide the information to them, because you do not.
Right.
Because you do not. And don't
by
go
any means.
And don't go back into that situation thinking that you have to demand that from your partner, because you do not, because that is not your business. If you want to keep stressing yourself out over that, then by any means go ahead. But it's never that serious.
I don't understand how someone would want to. Like, why not just leave? If you're sitting there unhappy this whole, like, do you not feel unhappy? I don't get
bingo.
It.
Bingo. Mm. At the end of the day, bingo. And bingo was his name-o, because, child, if you are not happy, leave.
Right. So, all I'm saying is I ain't giving up no passcodes, no passwords.
Neither am I.
I did, at one point in a relationship, I went a year without a passcode on my phone just to, you know, prove myself.
Okay.
But then after I realized after the year and it was just the same exact behavior, that was when I realized, you know, reel it back. You give people an inch and they just keep taking more miles.
Right.
Wasn't nothing getting done. Still wasn't finding anything, but still wanted to see everything. It was just the weirdest thing.
And that also goes into the conversation. Like, you do that, you compromise to do that. What are they, like, is this going to be a two-way street?
Nope.
Are you going to do something?
It wasn't at that time.
Yeah, like, if we're going to make this transactional, I need something from you. And that's, no, because,
Yeah, no, that's why I'm not going through that shit. Like, I'm never going through that shit again, because I realize that that is not the end all. Like, it's not solving it by giving them that. That's not going to solve anything.
Yeah.
Trust issues still going to be the trust issues, whether or not they can see things or not.
Mm-mm-mm. Nah. More of the story. Save them passcodes to yourself.
Okay.
Passcodes and passwords are for you.
Save yourself the trouble. Don't add in more trouble to this, your partner. You or your partner's already trust issues.
Like, no, I got something for you. You want to give them a passcode? Use that strong password on Apple. And then tell them to figure it out.
Child. I started using that recently just because I ran out of passwords.
I did too, but I started screenshotting it before I would before I would choose it.
Because you ain't never going to know what the fuck it is.
Right. If I forget, and then if I have to log in on my computer or something, I'm like, all right, let me go ahead and search for it real fast.
Right.
But yes.
It's time for the You Ain't Shit playlist.
All right, y'all, here's the favorite. Here's probably my favorite part.
My favorite, too.
All right, so for this month of the playlist, I'm going to submit a young lady. I don't know how, I believe she's new, but I don't know how many songs she actually has out. I was put on this song on somebody's Instagram Live, but her name is Destiny, but it's spelled D-S-T-N-I.
Okay.
And the song is called Ain't Used to Shit.
Okay.
I love it.
Destiny, I haven't heard that. Gotta check it out.
Yeah, she be clowning niggas, but it's a short, it's like 2.5 minutes, but it's so good. It's so good. I'll be blasting a song driving down Cobb's Creek. It's amazing.
My first song that I'm putting on the list, I want to give a big shout out to Billion Dollar Baby Records for their first female artist, K Kilo. I'm supporting her from the gate. I'm in there from the gate. Her name is K Kilo, and the song is called Ice.
I'm gonna have to listen to that.
Check it out. She's the baby's first female artist.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
It was like she was already doing music, and then the baby slid in her DM and was like, "Yo, you signed yet?" And she was like, "Nah, let's make some money." He flew her out, he didn't even fly her out. She flew to him, was just like, "Where you at? I can come to the studio right now." And she flew to that nigga and was in the studio since then.
That's so lit. Oh my god.
Right. So shout out to K Kilo. She's young and up and coming. I think she might only be like 21 or something, young like that. Like,
yes, Miss Go Getter. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
She out here.
So my next song is gonna be I'm Paying Homage to My Namesake.
Okay.
And I'm going to submit Project Pat's Chicken Heat. Chicken.
Chicken. Classic.
They started it's funny actually, I think it was a mother and daughter duo. They did they started this chicken heel challenge on TikTok, and I saw it on Twitter. I thought it was so funny. At first, I was like, but then I kept watching. I was like, this is actually pretty funny.
Boy, please, whatever.
Because they were like, right, and they was doing the, they were all dressed up doing a girl part, and then they were dressed up like men doing his part, and I thought it was so funny. I was like, all right, cause that's my favorite part of the song. But yeah, so let's go ahead, little chickens.
My next song, I'm going to put on... Okay, so it's another female artist just got signed. You know, yes. I'm a Blueface fan, man.
Oh, Jesus.
I love me some Blueface. And so if y'all didn't know, Blueface got this thing going on where it's like the Bad Girls Club, but he calls it the Blue Girls Club. On? He's going to season 2 starts in 2 days.
Season 2? Yes, sir.
Mm-mm.
Is it OnlyFans?
Yep.
Oh, Jesus.
So the first season, he had 2 girls that he ended up signing.
Oh, that's lit.
Right. One girl's name is Krishan Rock. I'm going to put her song on there. It's called Vibe. Vibe by Krishan Rock.
Okay.
She's a brand new artist. She's just barely buzzing, just barely popping. The Real Goats just did her last video, so she's gonna be up there at some point soon. But this is like her second song ever. So
as long as she doesn't rap like that, man, I am okay. Mm. Oh shit!
She does it. She got her own vibe. She real wild. She real young. She like 20 or something. Like she cool. Oh, and a random fun fact, if y'all ever seen Ultimate Tag on Hulu, she won the episode she was on.
Ultimate Tag. I know that. Okay, so now I gotta go back and look.
Check out the episode she was on. But she showed her personality then got on this Blueface show, showed her personality there, and now she out here signed and in the studio with him all the time.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. Okay. all right, Blueface, you're doing something good, mm-hmm. I guess.
Trying.
Out of there, baby.
He loved to say put a bad bitch in a good position.
That's what's up, though. Okay, so my final submission, this is a sleeper for me because I didn't like, the original song was cool, but the remix goes hard. I like it. So I'm going to submit the Go Crazy remix.
Okay.
With Lil Durk, Mulatto, Young Thug, and Future.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I was like, this is a loaded little remix, and I kept listening, so I like it. It's going to be a cute little, I can hear my, why are these songs not being released in the summertime? Guys, what is wrong with y'all? Jesus. I just realized that. I'm like, if by the time summer comes, this shit going to be boring. Anyway, that's my submission.
And my last one, I was juggling in my head. I told y'all I didn't write them down, but I got one popping up on me right now because it's just in my head. Mm-hmm. I really wish I could pronounce the girl's name, and that's probably why I didn't want to put it on the list because I wasn't ready to say her name yet. Okay. But I think it's like Malia or something like that. But the song is called Jealousy, and it's featuring Rico Nasty. Or is Mahalia or something like that. But you'll see.
Is it Mahalia?
Yeah.
Girl. That's my girl. I love Mahalia.
So we're putting her on the list.
Yes. I love that song together,
and I love that song. It's been
Is it a new song? Because I don't think they ever
It's
together.
Fairly new.
It has to be because
it's fairly new.
Because she didn't have a song with Rico on her last project. Okay, Mahalia.
You'll hear
that's
it.
My girl.
That's my shit.
Okay.
But yeah, that's my last submission. We out here.
I'm going to hit. What? It's called Jealousy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to hit the.
And she killed it. She sounds so smooth on that shit. I love it.
Yeah.
Ooh. You're really jealous of me. Rocking.
That's how.
She killed it.
Listen, on her song that she has with Ella May. Over the what Dipset beat is it? I'ma send it to you. I'ma send you her whole project, but that's my girl. Her whole project is so fucking amazing. That's my girl, okay? But yes. Oh yeah, speaking of Ultimate Tag, I be watching Extreme Dodgeball sometimes. That shit is just so funny.
Where does that come on at? Is that on Hulu?
No. So on my smart TV, I have a Game Show Network channel. Central Network. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a channel on regular, on like cable and all that. Right. I think you can watch this stuff on YouTube. But sometimes they'll show like dodgeball games. And it just be, I love dodgeball. I hate it playing it, but I like watching it. And this shit just be so funny. And I just thought, oh Lord. Iverson was at one of the games.
Gotta take that out.
Crack up. Because Philly has a team. Like, this is legit. Thing like Philly has a team, but yeah,
I see that being a legit thing.
Mm-hmm. It was so crazy, but yeah, don't mind my craziness. All right, y'all. So that's it for this month. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Queen Chickenhead.
Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at @_thegent. And don't forget to follow us as a collective on Instagram at You Ain't Shit Podcast, on Twitter at You Ain't Shit Pod, and email us at youaintpodcast@gmail.com if you have any suggestions, comments, topics, stories that I stress so much. Please tell me the tea. I love tea.
Oh my God, please. You know what? We'll talk about this offline. Thanks, y'all. We'll catch you next month. Bye.
Ooh, bitch. You ain't shit.